This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Several union ministers and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led cabinet assumed their respective offices today. Portfolios were allocated to the new Union Council of Ministers yesterday, with several key ministers retaining their ministries. Prominent names among those who assumed charge today include Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Agricultural Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu has been elected as the National Democratic Alliance NDA leader in the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly. In a meeting of Telugu Desam Party, Jan Sena Party and BJP legislators held in Vijayawada, the members of Legislative Assembly elected the TDP leader unanimously. Jan Sena Party Chief and Pithapuram MLA K. Pavan Kalyan proposed Mr. Naidu's name as NDA's leader in the State Assembly, which was unanimously supported by all NDA legislators. NDA registered landslide victory in Andhra Pradesh, winning a majority of 164 Assembly seats. Jan Sena Party legislators elected Party Chief Pavan Kalyan as the floor leader in the Andhra Pradesh Assembly. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh tomorrow at Gannavaram in Krishna district. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014. In Odisha, the BJP is set to elect the leader of its legislature party, paving the way for the appointment of the new chief minister of the state. The new chief minister and the council of ministers are scheduled to take oath tomorrow evening in Bhubaneswar. Union ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupinder Yadav, who have been appointed as central observers for the election process of the new chief minister, will hold discussion with the BJP legislators and come to a consensus on the name of the chief minister. This is the first time the BJP will have its government in Odisha. In the just-concluded Odisha Assembly polls, the BJP defeated the incumbent Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal, ending his over 24-year rule in the state. Former UP Chief Minister and President of Samajwadi Party Akhilesh Yadav will resign from the Karhal Assembly seat in Mainpuri. He will focus on his responsibilities as Member of Parliament from Kannauj, where he was recently elected. He was elected for the State Assembly from Karhal seat in Mainpuri in 2022 Assembly elections. In Sikkim, Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office to Sanjit Karel as pro tem Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly today at Raj Bhavan in Gangtok. As pro tem Speaker, Mr. Karel will preside over the inaugural session of the 11th Sikkim State Legislative Assembly, including the oath-taking of newly elected members. He represents the Namthang Ratepani constituency. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the counselling process for admission to undergraduate medical programs following the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test undergraduate NEET UG 2024 examination. The court has sought response from the National Testing Agency and others on the plea seeking cancellation of the NEET UG examination held on the 5th of May this year. The matter will now be heard on the 8th of July after tagging it with another pending petition. The UGC has taken a policy decision to allow higher educational institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. Amid ongoing water scarcity in the national capital, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has spoken to Haryana Chief Minister Naib Saini over the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Saxena said the Chief Minister reiterated the water is being provided to Delhi as per allocated share and assured all possible help. The Intermeteorological Department has issued orange alert for severe heatwave conditions over parts of East and Northwest India, including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi, for the next 3 to 4 days. In football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha today. The match will start at 9:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.